Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Jeremiah chapter 29. We'll finish it today in verses 15 through 32 in the World English Bible, WEB, and this is what it says. Because you have said, Yahweh has raised us up prophets in Babylon, Yahweh says, concerning the king who sits on David's throne and concerning all the people who dwell in the city, your brothers who haven't gone with you into captivity, Yahweh of armies says, behold, I will send on them the sword, the famine, the pestilence, and I will make them like rotten figs that can't be eaten. They're so bad. I will pursue after them with the sword, with the famine, and with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be tossed back and forth among all the nations of the earth, to be an object of horror, an astonishment, a hissing, and a reproach among all the nations where I have driven them, because they have not listened to my words, says Yahweh, with which I sent to them my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but you would not hear, says Yahweh. Hear therefore Yahweh's word, all you captives whom I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says concerning Ahab, the son of Kaliah, and concerning Zedekiah, the son of Maaseiah, who prophesy a lie to you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he will kill them before your eyes. A curse will be taken up about them by all the captives of Judah who are in Babylon, saying, Yahweh make you like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they have done foolish things in Israel and have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives and have spoken words in my name falsely, which I didn't command them. I am he who knows and am witness, says Yahweh. Concerning Shemaiah, the Nehemiahite, you shall speak, saying, Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says, because you have sent letters in your own name to all the people who are at Jerusalem and to Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, and to all the priests, saying, Yahweh has made you priests in the place of Jehoiada, the priest, that there may be officers in Yahweh's house. For every man who is crazy and makes himself a prophet, that you should put him in the stocks and in shackles. Now, therefore, why have you not rebuked Jeremiah of Ananoth, who makes himself a prophet to you? Because he has sent us into Babylon, saying, the captivity is long. Build houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat their fruit. Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the hearing of Jeremiah the prophet. Then Yahweh's word came to Jeremiah, saying, send to all of the captives, saying, Yahweh says concerning Shemaiah the Nehemiahite, because Shemaiah has prophesied to you, and I didn't send him, and he has caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore, Yahweh says, behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehemiahite and his offspring. He will not have a man to dwell among his people. He won't see the good that I will do to my people, says Yahweh, because he has spoken rebellion against Yahweh. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, I don't want to be a rebellious one. I don't want to rebel against you. I love you so much. And so keep my heart pure. And I'm so, so grateful that you have sent your Holy Spirit to your church, to the people in your church, the people who make up your church, that we have this capability now of always obeying you, of hearing your voice. And we have you constantly within us. We are the temple of the living God. And we have such strength because of that. Help us to rest in that. And Lord, I love the message of Jeremiah, and he says it throughout Jeremiah 29, that we are to build houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit, and we're to seek the prosperity of the place which we have been put into exile. So perfect, because on this earth, we are exiles. We are aliens on this earth. We are between the now and the not yet, before the new heavens and the new earth, when everything is made right. In the meantime, we're aliens. In the meantime, we are exiled on this earth. Therefore, you have called us to build houses, to dwell in them, to plant gardens and seek the prosperity. So Lord, help us to do that. Help us to bloom where we're planted, to seek the joy and the help of those of us, those you have surrounded us by, Lord. Help us to be stellar pillars of our community. Help us to be avid members of churches. Help us to love others that you've put in our circle. Lord, so many times in this world of celebrity everything, which is just not reality, We've lost the beauty of small circles. We've lost the beauty of small communities. And we want to have some sort of grandiose stage. But Lord, ministry happens in the margins. It happens in the small places. So just open our eyes today to those little small places where we can be a blessing to someone, where we can really shoulder someone's burden. I know you're so good to show us that. So I trust you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, if you feel led to, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there's different levels that you can support the podcast at. $10 free painting, 25 secret podcasts that only the secret people get, and 100, if with your permission, I add you to my prayer list. So thank you so much. And I hope you have an amazing day.